الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected ulama, brothers in Islam, my young friends and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The theme of today's talk is preparing for the hereafter. Preparing for the hereafter. How can one prepare for the hereafter? In order to prepare for the hereafter, a person needs to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carry out the do's and stay away from the don'ts. Carry out the do's. Perform 5 times salat regularly with jama'at. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Give zakah. Perform hajj. Be obedient to parents. Do's. There is a long list. Refrain and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not drink. Do not consume drug. Do not sell drug. Do not buy drug. Do not oppress. Do not fornicate. A long list of don'ts. And behind the veil of these do's and don'ts we find hidden the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cherisher of all the worlds. He is the Rabbul Alameen. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King of Kings. Ahkamul hakimeen. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, including ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He is the king of kings. He is our cherisher. He brought us into existence from nothing. And He granted us all the favors that we possess. The eyes, the ears, the tongue, the brain, limbs, organs throughout the body. A good, pious, loving wife, a good, pious, loving husband, children, home to shelter us, food, drink, good friends, good environment, the sheer tawfiq of iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence from nothing. He is our Khaliq. And after creating us, He has cherished us. He has nurtured us, and He continues to do so. So it is He who has brought us into existence from nothing, and it is He who is fulfilling all our needs. And it is He who will continue to fulfill all our needs until we breathe our last. And with that, He is Ahkamul Hakimin, the King of the Kings. There is no one more greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have ordered us to do anything, whether it was harmful for us or beneficial for us. He had the right, and He still has the right, because we owe everything to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Him. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Not only we, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. Everything belongs to Him. Sovereignty belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He has every right to command whatever He desires. Inil hukmu illa lillah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to order a strictest command, we that owe everything to Him were not in a position to object and say why. Because we are slaves, He is the master. He has granted us everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the right to say to us that from the time you wake up in the morning until you go to sleep at night, remain in prostration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the right to say that you fast throughout the year, from dawn till dusk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the right to say, whatever you earn, 25% you keep to yourself, 75% you spend upon my other needy creation. He had the right to do so. But no, my friends, these do's and these don'ts that we are frightened of, that we take as burden, do not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is from the do's or whether it is from the don'ts, are for the beneficial of the one who carries out these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we perform 5 times salat regularly, we will benefit. And if we do not perform 5 times salat regularly, we will lose out. Not only in the hereafter, even in this world. If we give zakah, we will benefit. If we don't give zakah, we will lose out.
If we adhere to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to marriage, adultery, fornication, hijab, intermingling of the sexes, we will benefit. And if we neglect, we will lose out. So behind the veil of these do's and don'ts, hidden is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we carry out these do's, and if we refrain and abstain from these don'ts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with us. Allah will become happy with us. And preparing for the hereafter is making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So preparing for the hereafter is making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy is carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. Now how do we carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts? By controlling our base desires. We need to control our nafs, our base desire. Once we get a grip over our nafs, this nafs which is continually guiding us towards vices. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. This nafs which is always guiding us towards lust, towards desires, towards vices, towards girls, adultery, fornication, lustful glances, towards drugs, consumption, selling, buying, towards watching films, listening to music. Once we get a grip upon this nafs, when we are able to control this nafs, then it will become very easy for us to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And once we are able to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with us. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with us, we have prepared for the hereafter. There are two enemies that we face. One is the external enemy and one is the inner enemy. The one outside is shaitan and the one inside is nafs. The nafs, the base desires, the nafs that is within ourselves, the nafs could be ammara, it could be lawwama, it could be mutmainna. When a person does not exert effort to purify his soul, then his nafs is at its lowest ebb. This nafs is known as ammara. When the nafs is at its lowest ebb, it continually orders the person, it continually whispers and encourages the person to do evil. All the time inside it's whispering, do this, do this, do this. And it shows lot of enjoyment and attraction in sinful life. This is very tasty. This is very enjoyable. When one exerts effort, when one strives, and he sits in good company, he leaves his home, he goes somewhere in an environment like this and he spends some time in this environment. He sits in the company of somebody who is pious. He sits in the company of the ulama, the mashayikh, pious people. And he strives, he exerts effort to oppose the whispers of the nafs. Then this mujahada, this struggle, will slowly, 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 slowly nurture the nafs and make it better. And then this nafs will become lawwama. It will progress. Lawwama. The condition of the nafs when it was at its lowest ebb was, it is always ordering you to do wrong. It will never whisper and try to take you towards any good. But when it becomes lawwama, then what happens is that it whispers you to do wrong. Once you have made a mistake, then it laments. It is regretful. Why did I do this? Before it wasn't. Always do this, do this. There is a lot of enjoyment. There is a lot of goodness. You'll enjoy it. It's very tasty. Just carry it out. No regret whatsoever. When one exerts effort in order to rectify the soul, he sits in good company, he seeks guidance from ulama, from mashayikh, and he opposes these desires, and he crushes these desires. He exerts effort, so 9 out of 10 in the initial stages he fails, but once he becomes successful. So this is progress. And thereafter he exerts effort, continues to do so, he finds himself becoming successful 2 out of 10. Then 3 out of 10. Slowly, slowly this nafs becomes nafs lawwama. Now 3 out of 10 he becomes successful, 7 out of 10 he fails, but after failing he feels very regretful. Why am I doing this? I'm sure there are so many brothers sitting here whose nafs is nafs lawwama. They feel that they are trying and they are successful for 24 hours, 48 hours, and then they fail. And after failing, they have lot of regrets. Lot of regrets, they repent, they start again, and after 24 hours, they sleep again. And lot of regrets again, but they continue to sin. This is nafs lawwama. When the nafs is ammara, it is so evil that it never struggles to stay away from wrong. It will just rush towards wrong, evil, continue to do evil, it will enjoy evil. It will never feel remorse or regret. When it becomes lawwama, then 1 out of 10 it is successful, 2 out of 10 it is successful. And when it is not successful in abstaining from sin, then it feels lot of regret, lot of remorse. When this person continues to strive, struggle, take guidance from Shaykh, from ulama, sit in good company, leave home and spend some time in good environment, then slowly, 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 it progresses and it becomes nafse mutmainna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us nafse mutmainna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take out our nafs from its lowest ebb and bring it to this high stage of being nafse mutmainna. When the nafs becomes nafse mutmainna, then it is totally opposite to being nafse ammara. When it is nafse ammara, it is always whispering you to do wrong. When it becomes nafse mutmainna, it is always whispering you to do good. And it is for this nafse mutmainna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when this nafse mutmainna departs, that means when a person who has nafse mutmainna, who has nurtured his nafs to become nafse mutmainna, when he departs from this world, then it goes right into Jannah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O nafse mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbik, return to your Rabb. An angel calls out when this person is breathing his last. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O the nafs that has become mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbik, return to your Lord. The time has come to leave this world and return to your Lord, return to the hereafter. Irji'i ila rabbik, radiyatan mardiyya. In which condition? In which condition? Your Rabb is happy with you and your Rabb will grant you so many favors that he will make you happy also. Radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. O nafse mutmainna, O the nafs that has become mutmainna, this is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, come and join my servants. Wadkhuli jannati, and enter my jannah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So in order to become successful in the hereafter, we have to please Allah. And in order to please Allah, we have to carry out the do's and refrain from the don'ts 100%. And we will only be able to do this if our nafs becomes nafse mutmainna. when a person strives and he makes his nafs, nafse mutmainna, then he will be able to carry out all the commands of Allah. And when he is able to carry out all the commands of Allah, Allah will become happy. And when Allah becomes happy, then this life will become very peaceful for him. He may not have all the resources of comfort, but he will have comfort. He may not have all the resources of peace of mind, but he will have peace of mind. He may not have all the resources of tranquility, but he will have tranquility. And his final departure will become very easy. His qabr and grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade under his throne. He will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. And eventually he will be granted entry into Jannah with so many favors. One who controls his nafs, one who controls his desires, one who controls his nafs, one who controls his desires, will be able to achieve all these successes. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called such a person clever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut." The clever one is he who controls his nafs, who subjugates his nafs, who suppresses his nafs, who controls his desires. And by controlling his desires, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, he prepares for the life to come after death. This is the clever one. Now the key question: how do we control the nafs? How do we bring our nafs in control? One of the most important things that we need to do is to frequently remember that one day we will have to depart from this world. Frequently remember death. Frequently remember death. When one frequently remembers death, that a time is going to come when I will have to depart from here, and that time may be sooner than later. Death is just around the corner. It may strike any time. Death does not discriminate between young and old, between male and female. Death does not discriminate between an ummati and nabi. Death does not discriminate between white and black. Death does not discriminate between a fasik and a pious person, a sinful and a pious person. And death knocks at your door without giving you any notice. It may come any time. Ya sakin al kasr al mu'alla satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi lahu malakun yunadi kull yawmin lidul al maut wabnu lil kharabi. The poet says in the Arabic language, ya sakin al kasr al mu'alla, O the dweller in high mansions. Ya sakin al kasr al mu'alla, O the one who dwells in high mansions, do not be proud of this life. Satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi. At this precise moment you are in high mansion, but when your soul is extracted, you will be buried in the grave. Satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi. Lahu malakun yunadi kulla yawmin. Every day an angel cries out and he says, Ledu lil maut wabnu lil kharabi. Ledu lil maut. You are giving birth to children, give birth to children for death. Because sooner or later these children who you are giving birth to will die. وَبْنُودِ الْخَرَابِ. And you are building palaces and mansions and bungalows and homes. Build them and buy them for ruins. Because sooner or later these buildings and these mansions will become ruins. There will be nothing left of this. Think about death. Think about death. Today, in this day and age, we tend to turn away from remembrance of death. Remembrance of death is the key to success. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember frequently that item which crushes your desires, which controls, which will bring control upon your nafs. What is that item? Al-Maut. Remember death, remember maut, remember that death can come anytime. Remember that when I depart from this world, I will have to go in the grave. Remember that I will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will have to cross the sirat. And if I am not careful, if I am not careful, I may see a very horrible life in this very world. In this very world, I may become a depressed individual. I may suffer from anxiety for years and years. I may never find peace and contentment if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me respite, despite all my disobediences, then what will happen to me when Malakul Maut comes to me? When he will extract my soul, what will happen to me? And what will happen to me when I am laid in the grave? The grave cries out daily, Ana baytul dud, Ana baytul wahsha, Ana baytul zulma. I am the house of solitude, I am the house of darkness, I am the house of insects. Prepare yourself before you come here. The only thing that will come with us is our amal, the do's and the don'ts. Our amal. Amal means the do's that we carried out and the don'ts we refrained from. This is the only thing that will come with us. And this can only happen if we control our nafs. And we will only be able to control our nafs if we constantly remember death, that one day I have to depart. These pleasures will not remain with me forever and ever. मौत आहिस्ता आ करिए बोली अब चलो साथ मेरे ए भाई हुक्म रब से तुम्हें लेने आई अब चलो साथ मेरे ए भाई मौत आहिस्ता आ करिए बोली death very quietly came and whispered in my ear मौत आहिस्ता आ करिए बोली अब चलो साथ मेरे ए भाई oh my brother come with me I have come to take you हुक्म रब से तुम्हें लेने आई I have come to take you with me with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab chalo saath mere e bhai. Oh my brother, come with me. Saath jayegi na malo dolat. Wealth will not go with you. Unko ho jayegi tumse nafrat. Wealth will begin to hate you now. Saath jayegi na malo dolat. Unko ho jayegi tumse nafrat. Saath jayegi neki burai. Only good and evil will go with you now. Ab chalo saath mere e bhai. Oh my brother, come with me. जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा अल्लाहु अकबर जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा तकिया बिस्तर भी मिट्टी का होगा नाउ यू विल हैव टू गो एंड स्लीप ऑन द सोयल नो मैट्रेस नो बेडशीट नो पिलो जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा यू विल हैव टू स्लीप इन द ग्रेव इन द सोयल जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा तकिया बिस्तर भी मिट्टी का होगा योर बेडिंग विल बी मेड ऑफ सोयल नाउ कीड़े खाएंगे लाश तुम्हारी अब चलो साथ मेरे ए भाई यू विल बिकम द फूड फॉर द इंसेक्ट्स इन द ग्रेव ओ माय ब्रदर कम कम आई हैव कम टू टेक यू व्हाट प्रेपरेशंस हैव वी मेड फॉर दैट डे थिंक राइट नाउ माय ब्रदर्स थिंक राइट नाउ वी स्टिल हैव अ गुड 2 days of the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Let us make these final moments a turning point in our life where we become special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When death strikes Ibrahim, Ismail, Ahmad, Muhammad, Zaid, nobody will be able to help you, my friends. Nobody. None of these friends will be able to help you. We need to think about death over and over again. When we think about death, then death will crush unlawful desires. Death will act as a rein for us. And it will control us from unlawful desires. And my brothers, Are there not enough lawful desires for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? There are so many lawful desires. And when one's nafs becomes nafse mutmainna, when it reaches that high stage, then the enjoyment you find in salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the enjoyment you find in salat, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he used to say, Wallahi, inna fi ladhatin, law alimaha al-muluku lajadaluna aliha bis suyuf. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, that I live in a jungle, in a hut, no mansion, no big wealth, no luxury, but the ladhah, the taste and the enjoyment I find in my salat. If the king of the time was to taste a little of, from that taste, then he would come to my doorstep with a sword and he would say that he will try to snatch away that ladhah from me. A person was performing salat. He had his host tied next to him in olden days. A thief came and he started to untie the rein of the host and take away the host. So people who were seeing this from far off started to cry out that, look after your host, break your salat, look after your host, somebody is taking your host away. Now in those days a host was like a Mercedes Benz in our time. Very expensive entity. So he just continued with his salat. So by the time people came rushing, this person had already gone. After he completed the salat, people started to scold him and lament him that you are fool, you are performing nafal salat. And the Shari'i ruling is that when a person is performing nafal salat, if somebody is stealing something away from him, he can break his salat so that he can safeguard his property. Why did he not break your salat? So he smiled and he said, Ma kuntu fihi aladdu min zalik. Ma kuntu fihi aladdu min zalik. The enjoyment that I was in was far more better than the host that has gone. How could I let go of that enjoyment of salat? It is far more greater than this host. Allah does not deprive anybody of enjoyments. Those people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who enjoy by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not enjoying themselves. It is only a mirage. It is very temporary, my friends. After a few months, after a few years, these people become the victims of anxiety and depression. They lose peace of mind, they lose honor, they lose dignity. They have nothing left in their hands. And these very people suffer in their old age. These people suffer when they are dying. These people suffer in the grave. These people will suffer in the hereafter. And those people who sacrifice their unlawful desires for the Creator, for the pleasure of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills their heart with a spiritual taste, spiritual pleasure. And they will enjoy this worldly life despite having no resources of enjoyment. They will enjoy the time of death, they will enjoy the qabr, they will enjoy the day of qiyamah, they will enjoy the pul sirat, and they will enjoy the jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever and ever. The choice is yours, the choice is mine. Which pleasure do we want? Which pleasure do we want? We need to remember death frequently. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now Jibreel is talking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this message is coming to every individual of the ummah. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is quoted by Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi in his well-known book Al-Munabbihat. And it is a coincidence that Al-Munabbihat was recently published by a publisher, and the publisher changed the name from Al-Munabbihat to Al-Isti'dad Liyawm Al-Ma'ad, preparation for the hereafter. So in this book, Munabbihat, or preparation for the hereafter, he quotes a hadith When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. Allahu Akbar. Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. Live for as long as you want. If you were given the choice that, O Muhammad, for how long do you want to live? And if you said, I want to live for 100 years. Or if you said, I want to live for 100,000 years. Or if you said, I want to live for 1,000,000 years. Or if you said, I want to live for 1,000,000,000 years. Or if you said, I want to live for 1,000,000,000,000 years. Ishma sheta. If you are given the choice to live for so many years, live for as long as you want. You pick your choice. But remember, one day you will have to die. Allah will never give you the choice to live forever and ever. Ishma sheta. Live for as long as you want. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. But remember, one day you will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ. And love whomsoever you wish. If you are given the choice to love whomsoever you wish, this friend, that friend, this boy, this girl, gold, silver, dollars, pounds, love whatever you want. Cars, houses, so many items of luxuries that we are attracted to. And in order to acquire these luxuries, we do not differentiate between halal and haram. We resort to so many unlawful activities and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شَيْتْ. Love whomsoever you wish. But remember one thing. فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. One day you will depart from that person or that item. فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Allahu Akbar. فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Either that item will leave you or you will leave the item. Ya sahibi, la taghtarir bitana'umin. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Ya sahibi, O my friend, O my companion, la taghtarir bitana'umin. Do not deceive yourself because of the favors that you are drowned in at the moment, because of your youth, because of the vigor of youth, because of your wealth, because of your health. Do not deceive yourself that you are never going to die. Do not deceive yourself. لا تغترب تنعمين. Why? فالعمر ينفد والنعيم يزول. For one day your life will come to an end. One day you will depart from all this. Or والنعيم يزول. These favors will leave you. Either these favors will leave you or you will leave these favors. And then he further says, إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً. When you carry somebody's janaza and when you go to the graveyard, don't think that he is going. فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Remind yourself that it is possible that your janaza could be next. Who knows, my friends? Who knows? We may not be able to leave this gathering. We may not be able to see tomorrow morning. We may never be able to see the day of Eid. We may never be able to see next year. Who knows what may happen to us? وَاحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Love whomsoever you wish, but one day you will have to depart from that person. And the third thing Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said was, وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Sin if you want, obey Allah if you want, do good, do evil, do whatever you want. But remember one thing, فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌّ بِهِ. You will be retributed for whatever you do in this world on the day of Qiyamah. If you have the courage to be retributed by evil for evil in the grave or on the day of Qiyamah, then do whatever evil you want. So friends, we need to remember death frequently. If we remember death frequently, then we will be able to control our desires. And the second thing we need to remember is all the things that are coming after death. Qabr, which is with death. Death, then Qabr. And then the day of Qiyamah, when we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we will have to answer for each and every action we have performed in this world. For each and every word we have uttered. La tazulu qadama ibn adama yawm al-qiyamati hatta yus'ala an khams. A person will not be able to move from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah until he answers 5 questions. An umurihi, where did you spend your life? Wa an shababihi, where did you spend your youth? How did you spend your youth? Wa an malihi, min ayna iktasabahu, From where did you earn your wealth? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ Where did you spend your wealth? وَأَمَّا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِيمُ And how much did you practice the knowledge you had? We will have to answer these five questions. We will not be able to move. The one who remembers death frequently, the one who remembers this standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently, he will be able to control his nafs. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْسِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ The crusher of unlawful desire is maut. And the Quran says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى The one who remembers the standing in the court of Allah and he fears the standing in the court of Allah, this will bring him to controlling his nafs, and when he controls his nafs, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى Then Jannat is his abode. So let me recap, my friends. I'm concluding now. The theme is preparing for the hereafter. How can we prepare for the hereafter? What is preparation for the hereafter? Why has Allah created us? Allah has created us so that we live a life which brings His pleasure. We make Him happy. How can we make Him happy? By carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. In order to know the do's and the don'ts, we need to associate continually ourselves continually with the ulama. It is from the ulama we will know the do's and the don'ts. The knowledge of the do's and the don'ts will come from the ulama. Okay, we have the knowledge now because we associate with the ulama. Now, do's and don'ts, how do we practice? Because nafs does not let us go near do, and he's always taking us towards don'ts. How do we save ourselves? By controlling the nafs. Controlling the nafs. How do we control the nafs? We control the nafs by frequently remembering death. By frequently remembering the day of Qiyamah. We control the nafs by frequently sitting in the company of those people who have learned how to control their nafs. Because Sahabate Saleh Tura Saleh Kunad, the company of the pious will make you pious. If you sit with a smoker, you will become a smoker yourself. So if you sit with somebody who is able to control his nafs, then within months you will also learn how to control the nafs. The effect of the company is well known. Sitting in the company, remembering death, remembering the day of Qiyamah, sitting in the company of good people, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. At least read the third kalima 100 times, istighfar 100 times, 300 times Durood Sharif. And if you are unable to do this, then whatever number of times you can remember Allah, please daily remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are able to say only once, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, on a daily basis say once, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you are able to say it 5 times, it is even more better. If you are able to say it 100 times, it is even more better. Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long does it take? If you are unable to say it for more than once, just say it once, but say it daily. Daily on a regular, it will have an effect on your heart. And slowly, slowly increase it. Sit in gatherings like this, sit in the company of ulama, mashayikh. Take out some time from your busy life and give time in tabligh. Go for 3 days, go for 10 days, go for 40 days. Give time so that you take yourself out from the filthy environment and you put yourself in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days, for 10 days, for 40 days, whatever. And once you take yourself out from the filthy environment, you put yourself in good environment, it will bring the realization of the hereafter. And when this realization of the hereafter comes, then you will start looking for ulama. So you learn the do's and the don'ts. And once you've learned the do's and the don'ts, simultaneously you will start looking for the mashayikh. Then how can I practice these do's and the don'ts? How can I learn to control my nafs? So spending time in the path of Allah, sitting in the company of the ulama, contacting mashayikh and taking guidance from them, these three things put together will make you a very good Muslim, inshallah. It will put you in a very good position to prepare for the life hereafter. And once you have done this, my friends, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ One who fears the standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he controls his desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ الْمَاوَىٰ, Jannah is his abode. And once we are in Jannah, Allahu Akbar, once we are in Jannah, today I am healthy, but there is always the fear that I may become sick tomorrow. Today I am not suffering from cancer, Alhamdulillah, but there is always the fear that after a week, after a month, the doctor may diagnose cancer. Today I am honorable in the eyes of the people, but only Allah knows what will happen tomorrow. In this world there is always fear. My children are very, very obedient to me. Whenever I see my children, they are a coolness of my eyes. I am very happy. Only Allah knows what will happen tomorrow. In this world, every happiness, around every happiness looms grief. Only Allah knows what may happen. But once we are in Jannah, there is no fear. There is no grief. Allah will never take away Jannah from us. When we enter Jannah after crossing the Sirat, if our nafs is mutmainna, if we have worked hard towards making this nafs mutmainna by following the guidelines that were presented today, then once we enter Jannah, in the Ibn Majah Sharif we find the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will greet us and he will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. When we are sat in a place, our Shaykh comes and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We find no limit to our joy. My Shaykh, he greeted me today first. My Shaykh, he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My father, he greeted me today. My teacher, this great Shaykh of our town, he greeted me today. You know, he met me and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We find no limit to our joy. When Allah will say to us, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. My friends, if for all the sacrifices that we can give in this world, Allah was to give us no favor whatsoever in Jannah, except His greeting, that would have been enough. The enjoyment we will derive, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. And if we belong to the other party, if we do not control our desire, and if we are to go in the fire of hell, and we are deprived of this great ni'mat, Allah saying, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Enjoyment of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, unlawful relationship with the opposite sex, consuming alcohol, enjoyment for how long? 2 hours, 3 hours. Drugs, how long? 2 hours, 3 hours. Film, how long? 2 hours, 3 hours. Sleeping at Fajr time in the morning, how long enjoyment? 2 hours, 3 hours. We do all these things to find comfort and peace and to forget our problem. We don't forget problem. We hide the problem under the carpet. And once the intoxication is gone, once the film is over, again that grief returns. Once the intoxication is gone, that grief returns. The only way to get rid of problem is by attaching our hearts to the Creator. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The heart which is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always find peace, tranquility and contentment. Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant every person a dwelling in Jannah, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all people together and he will say, then ask from me. Ask from me, do you want anything else? I've given you this, okay, you've got your Jannah, but do you want anything else? Do you want anything else? Here, Allah is saying, don't do this. And there Allah will say, do you want to do anything else? Those people who follow the don'ts in this world will get everything in Jannah. And those people who do not stay away from the don'ts in this world will get nothing in the hereafter. We have a choice to make. So people will say, oh Allah, you have granted us everything. We don't need anything. You've granted us everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I want to give you something unique. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I just, when I come across this hadith, I just think to myself that when we will hear these words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly on the day of Qiyamah, what will be the extent of the enjoyment and the happiness?
Allah will say, I want to give you something very unique which I haven't given you until now. He will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I am making a promise to you that I will remain happy with you forever and ever, and I will never become unhappy with you. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wish to grant us something more unique and more better than this. So He will gather us together and He will say, ask for something. There is still one more favor which I haven't given you. Very special favor. Very special favor. So we inshallah, just as He has gathered us here today, we hope from Him that He has gathered us here today and He is making us say these things, listen to these things, because He wants to see us gathered like this in Jannah also. When He will be asking us this question, that what do you want? There is something very special, ask. Inshallah, we will all be in Jannah. He will say, ask, there is something very, very special. So we will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, Alam tubayyiz wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Our faces are glowing like the full moon. So much beauty you've granted us. Alam tubayyiz wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Alam tudkhilna al-jannah, have you not granted us Jannah? Have you not granted us entry into Jannah with all its favors? All its favors. In order to understand the size of Jannah, one tree will be so large with so many branches and the shade will be so long, the shade, that if an Arabian horse was to continue to travel very fast in that shade, 100 years will pass by, but he will not be able to pass the shade. So imagine the size of that tree. And if that is the size of the tree, imagine the size of the Jannah that Allah will grant us. Allahu Akbar. Alam tudkhilna al-jannah. Have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam tunajjina minan nar. Have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? You've given us everything, Allah. What else do we want? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith which is more detailed, that the people will get together and they will say that Allah is insisting and He is continually asking us that ask for something else. So we should refer to the ulama. We should refer to the ulama. The ulama will be honored by Allah in Jannah as well. Allah will honor them in Jannah as well. He will compel the people to go and ask the ulama that what can we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is continually saying, ask, there is one more ni'mat. Ask, there is one more ni'mat. What a great virtue for the ulama. My young friends, make a firm resolution that inshallah you will at least make one of your child an alim. One child an alim inshallah. At least one. I always think about the choice my father and my mother made for me. With what I see traveling throughout the country and abroad as well, meeting so many people on a daily basis. So many different people from different backgrounds, in different fields. And my friends, till today, I am 45 years old. I graduated at the age of 24. Till today, I have never felt that my parents could have made a better choice for me. I have met so many people. So many rich people, wealthy people, comfortable people, happy people, with mansions, with wealth, with position, status. But I have never felt that my parents could have made a better choice for me. Allahu Akbar. And I continually pray for both of them, for making this choice for me when I myself was young and could not have made this choice for me. I may have taken the wrong decision. Allah will honor us in Jannah, the ulama. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find an excuse to honor the ulama in Jannah, and if the people will be compelled, the masses will be compelled, the common public will be compelled to honor the ulama in Jannah, then is it not the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we respect the ulama in this world as well? They have the knowledge of the Quran, they have the knowledge of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They deserve every respect. So the people will go to the ulama and they will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying over and over again that there is one more ni'mat. So the ulama will give guidance. And the ulama will say, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to him that, yes, O Allah, we would like to see you. The ulama will say, go to Allah and say, O Allah, yes, there is one more favor that you have not granted us yet, and we would like to see you. We would like to see you with our own eyes. We have not seen you yet. So these people will come back and they will say, O Allah, we would like to see you. Fayakshiful hijab. Allahu Akbar. Fayakshiful hijab. Fayakshiful hijab. Fayakshiful hijab. My friends, by enjoying in this world, we are sacrificing this great enjoyment that will come in the hereafter. Being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who will rot in the fire of Jahannam because of his enjoyments in this world will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adultery, fornication, drugs, films, music, oppression, gang culture, this will not take you in Jannah. This will not take you to these favors that I am mentioning now. These things will deprive you of these favors. Think for a while, my friends, and take decisions today in this blessed gathering that we want to change our mentality, our way of thinking, our targets, our goals. Our goals will be different from today. Our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our goal is the pleasure of Allah. Our goal is deen. Fayakshiful hijab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon their request, remove the veil that will lie between him and his servants. And as soon as he removes the veil, people will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people would not have received a greater favor than that. Everything is there, but the greatest favor is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us prepare for the life hereafter, and let us make resolutions today that inshallah we will spend our lives according to the wishes of our Creator. And the cycle is that we go from here with a firm resolution that I am never going to do anything that will displease my Creator. Don't even think that if I displease my Creator, I will ask for forgiveness. No, that is not going to happen. I'm never going to displease my Creator. Finish. Displeasing the Creator is gone now. I'm never going to displease the Creator. You think about Tawbah when you displease the Creator. Now there is only one thing. I'm never going to displease my Creator. I will never displease my Creator. If you do anything that will displease the Creator, at that time you resort to Tawbah and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask for forgiveness. You remind yourself, how can I displease the Creator? Allah is watching me. What if I was to die in that condition? Whilst I'm fornicating, what if I was to die in that condition? Whilst I'm oppressing somebody, what if I was to die in that condition? Whilst I'm consuming drugs, what if I was to die in that condition? يُبْعَسُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every person will be resurrected in the state he has died in. If a person dies fornicating, he will be brought in the court of Allah fornicating. If a person dies consuming alcohol, he will be brought in the court of Allah consuming alcohol. If a person dies backbiting, he will be brought to the court of Allah backbiting. How will I face the Creator when I will present it red-handed? Think, my friends, think. Shaitan wishes that we continue with this sinful life, so Shaitan doesn't want us to remember death. Shaitan doesn't want to remember that I will be brought to the court of Allah one day for justice. Enjoy, you've got a long way to go yet. These are your heydays. No, my friends, our heydays are to come in the hereafter, inshallah, when we are granted entry into Jannah. So make a firm resolution that inshallah, from now on, you will follow the right path and take advantage of the month of Ramadan, of this gathering today. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.